Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Happy Memorial Day weekend. I'm Mike Maino and very pleased to be here on Conducting Conversations with Music on the Hills, John Pellegrino. Welcome back to the show, John.
Thank you, Mike. It's great being back.
Nice to have you with us and find out everything we want to know about Music on the Hill and this year's festival, which unusually for when we do Conducting Conversations together, it's already started.
That's true. By the time your audience hears this program, one of our programs will have been performed outdoors at Clouds Hill. No connection to Music on the Hill. But a slight connection.
Well, a little connection because that's one of the places you use.
That's right.
And, well, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, as they say, so I'm sure everything at Clouds Hill was great. And what we'll do now is talk about the rest of the festival, which after today, there are going to be, I guess, six more concerts.
That's right. We have six more indoor concerts.
In Warwick, East Greenwich, North Providence, in Cranston.
Nice case, accent.
You know, we've got to get, in case people, you know, are listening from outside, they have to understand how to pronounce the various places. Warwick, East Greenwich, nothing is the way it's spelled. And Cranston. Music on the Hill is a festival that's been around for quite a while. Give us a very brief synopsis of how many years and how it got started.
Sure. I converted Music on the Hill, which had been a concert series at St. Luke's Episcopal Church in East Greenwich.
On the Hill.
And that was the hill. That's right.
That was the hill we're talking about.
Yeah. And actually, Clouds Hill is, as a crow flies, on that same hill, just a little further north. Mm-hmm. So that concert series was ready to close the doors, and I made a pitch to convert it to a music festival, a springtime music festival. And the board of directors then loved the concept that I pitched, which was partly focused on bringing home Rhode Island-born musicians to come home and thank and give back to the community by performing these concerts. In addition to the six concerts you mentioned that we're about to perform, we also do an education program at Tollgate High School in Warwick and bus in elementary school children who are considering starting an instrument. And we not only talk a little bit about the festival, but mostly about the careers that we each have in as professional musicians across the country and about the instruments and describe how all the different instruments work. So that's...
And what instrument would you be describing?
I play the bass. That was an instrument I started later in life. I began on cello as a little kid. Before that, trumpet, trying to be like my father, who some of your audience may remember. And switched to bass late in high school in 10th grade.
When you were big enough, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's talk about some of the music that's going to be played at these concerts. We'll describe a little bit about each of the upcoming concerts, but this first piece of music is a little bit lengthy, so I want to get to that right off the bat. And you've decided to play this piece. Tell us about it.
Great. Another fun and funny connection is the composer's last name is Hill, Douglas Hill.
Not Harold Hill.
No. Okay. Douglas Hill. He was the French horn professor at University of Wisconsin, and he was the French horn player in the Wisconsin Brass Quintet for the majority of his career. And he is a composer, and this piece you're about to hear is called A Place for Hawks, and it features Rhode Island-born Mary Phillips and a French hornist, Kevin Owen, who's principal in the Rhode Island Philharmonic, along with a string quintet, including myself and some other players. That will perform this work in East Greenwich at the First Baptist Church. We did perform this piece about 10 years ago, and Mary was originally scheduled to sing, and last minute in music festival, about 2 weeks before, had to cancel, and Gigi Velasco ended up stepping in and performing the work with us. And that's who you hear singing is Gigi. But it's a beautiful piece of music. I'm so excited that we can program it again. The trick with programming at the First Baptist in East Greenwich is that it will, there's no real piano there. So this concert is without piano. So the concert will feature a lot of works for just strings, but also a work for a string quartet and flute, as well as a string quintet that some of your listeners may remember. George Masso, local jazz trombonist, was also a composer and wrote a piece for us called June Dance. And that will be another piece featured on this concert. So that is really our opening of the indoor concerts, June 1st, 7 o'clock at the First Baptist in East Greenwich.
All right, we'll give this a listen, then we'll be back with much more.
And see. I will only stand a while. And look.
Thank you. Thank you.
Music on the Hill is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations, and I'm Mike Mano, very pleased to be sitting with John Pellegrino, who is the artistic director of the festival. And John, we talked about a concert that is going to be on June 1st, but there are several others, as we mentioned in that first segment. So why don't you run down the list of where they're going to be and when, and also mention that you can get information at musichillri.com, is that correct?
Almost. Music on the Hill.
It is on the Hill, okay.
musichonthehillri.org.
.org, okay. O-R-G. I was looking at an old email address here.
Okay.
I just saw the Music Hill thing. All right, so
musichonthehillri.org.
Okay, and all the information is there. And John, tell us about these other appearances.
Sure. The following concert after the opening indoor concert on the 1st takes place Friday, June 3rd, 7 o'clock in East Greenwich at St. Luke's Episcopal Church. And that is a concert I've titled Trio Time because all three pieces are trios. Two of those trios are featuring a trio called Ion Sound, and the cellist is from Rhode Island, and the group is based in Pittsburgh, but the clarinetist lives in Birmingham. So I'm excited to have them join us this year. That concert is the first of two of St. Luke's. The following concert is the following day, Saturday, June 4th at 2 o'clock, and I gave that concert a title of A Great Day for Singing, and soprano Diana McVeigh and mezzo-soprano Mary Phillips will be featured performing some lighter works, some Broadway, some familiar.
I Could Have Danced.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of familiar tunes. It should be a really fun concert. But I've also woven in a Rachmaninoff vocalese for cello.
And I won't try to sing that.
Well, no words, so that one's a lot easier. and a piece called Song of the Reeds. So it's a very vocally oriented concert, even when the singers aren't singing. On June 7th, we head to Cranston and perform at Immaculate Conception Church. That indoor concert, like most of the concerts, are at set. That one is at 7 o'clock, and that concert will also feature the same clarinet, cello, and piano trio, as well as Rhode Island-born Peter Ferry on vibraphone. June 9th is a concert also at Immaculate Conception Church in Cranston, featuring Rhode Island-born composer Anthony Green and Rhode Island-born pianist Jason Harding performing a massive work that every pianist in the state should come here. This will be the East Coast premiere of a piece that Jason commissioned Anthony to compose. The final concert, I've titled Violin Virtuosity, will take place back at St. Luke's in East Greenwich. And this will feature Anton Miller playing a Brahms violin sonata, as well as a duo with his wife. They're part of an ensemble called the Miller-Porphyrius Duo, and the Four Seasons. So that will end the festival, and that is June 12th, Sunday, at 3 o'clock in East Greenwich.
All right. Lots of things happening, so go to the website, check that out, musiconthehillri.org. And also, you can get tickets, but you can also make contributions on the website. So
Absolutely.
If you're not able to make it, but you want to support this great organization, you can do that there on the website. We have another lengthy piece of music here, so tell us about what you've chosen now.
Okay. This next work is for vibraphone and strings, and this was something we performed a number of years ago featuring Peter Ferry. And like I mentioned earlier, the concert on Tuesday, June 7th in Cranston at Immaculate Conception will include Peter playing vibraphone on two solo works. By living composers, and one of them, I need to mention this, is titled Parkland, apropos to the devastating event in Texas a few days ago. This might help some of your listeners to heal, because this piece is about the healing from that mass shooting. So somber and serious, but also there's some upliftingness to coming to this concert on the 7th. Peter's an amazing percussionist, and to program a piece like that at this time, even though we programmed it, 6 months ago, I think is a moment in time that can actually help some people if they're hurting from the mass shooting that just took place.
All right, we'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of Music on the Hill.
Thank you.
Music on the Hill is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano. John Pellegrino is here. He is the artistic director, and we've been listening to some great music, and there's going to be a lot of great music at the Music on the Hill Festival this year, as there always has been. And John, we want to touch on the little time we have left, the fact that what I say to a lot of organizations is it takes a village type of atmosphere. It's not something you do alone, although you do a tremendous amount. But tell us about some of the other people involved.
Yeah, thank you. We're lucky to have a lot of sponsors to help support the festival. The final concert of the festival on June 12th is underwritten by the Aaron Reutemann Fund for Chamber Music. And every 2 years, they award monies for groups like ourselves and others, and a lot of the other groups that I recall being awarded money are the Newport Music Festival and the Kingston Music Festival, and Music on the Hill has been fortunate to be included, and that will help underwrite and allow us to present the final concert of the festival this year, the June 12th concert at St. Luke's, featuring violin virtuoso Anton Miller. Also, his wife will be performing on that concert, and I think I mentioned earlier they have a duo, and you'll be hearing some of that music to close out some of the music.
A couple Pellegrinos mixed in there, too.
There's some Pellegrinos mixed in. I'll be performing on concerts on the 1st, the 3rd, and the 12th, and I've actually underwritten one of the concerts honoring my parents, who were both board members. My dad had been board president, and they've both passed away, so I like honoring their memory. And my aunt and uncle sponsored a concert on June 3rd, where my cousin Kristen Pellegrino was to perform, but unfortunately her father Jerry Pellegrino passed away recently, and she's not performing on this festival. But there's a lot of support from our two families for this festival, as well as some of your listeners may know Don Rankin. He was a professor of music at University of Rhode Island and had played bassoon in the Rhode Island Philharmonic and taught a lot of pianists and composers, and has introduced me to a number of composers. Both composers on the June 9th concert he introduced me to, Edith Hemingway, who lives in Providence, and we're fortunate to be able to perform a work for her that she wrote for clarinet, soprano, dynamic Vay will be singing, and piano, Jason Harding. And he also introduced me to Anthony Green. And as I mentioned earlier, the majority of that concert is a massive virtuoso piano work written for Jason by Anthony. If people are passionate about music and want to help support Music on the Hill by underwriting or sponsoring a concert, definitely visiting the website. MusicOnTheHillRI.org is a great place to go to get started. We also have an email address that you can find if you want to reach out to myself or the executive director, Emily Atkinson. We're very open to donations, very open to sponsorships. We also produce a program, a magazine-sized program, that offers local businesses to advertise. And all that information about ad size and price can be found on the website, musiconthehillri.org. So there are a lot of ways to support us besides attending the concert. We love for you to attend the concerts. And I want to remind your audience that any student is allowed in for free. There's no charge from any age.
I'm a student. I'm always learning something.
Come on by. We look forward to seeing you at a concert.
I guess you probably have to have an ID, though, all right?
An ID or a really good story.
Well, John, we have time for just a little bit of music, and we're going to try a couple pieces off of a disc that you brought. Tell us about this.
Yeah, this is Anton Miller, and violinist virtuoso, and his wife, Rita Porfiris, viola virtuoso. They've recorded a number of CDs, and they'll be featured on that concert on the 12th as a duo, as well as he, as I mentioned, as a soloist. So you'll be hearing however much time we have for a few moments of some Robert Fuchs duos for violin and viola.
Excellent. John, thanks so much for coming in. Look forward to this every year, seeing you and hearing about the festival, and hope we go for a long, long time.
I'm down for that.
Okay, and the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations. Thank you. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.